Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, good morning, you fabulous, amazing, incredible, magnificent, pretty darn sexy people. Okay, I have so much coming together for you. We're just going to hop in, but like really hop in. First of all, I want to remind you, look, we've opened an amazing portal with this hormone stuff that we're talking about. And remember, a hormone is a chemical that gives a message to all the rest of your energy, mentally, physically, spiritually, chemically, cosmically, emotionally, and dimensionally. The webinar on the 27th is all about hormones. So I don't think I have to go any further with how important this is. 7 to 9 on the 27th, you can sign up on the website, or you can sign up. There's a direct link from the email that you should have gotten on Monday if you're on my email list. If not, get your little batootie over to IMD Wallace and sign up for it, because there's really invaluable stuff. And this hormone stuff, I was doing Gabby's teleseries last night, and we were invoking some of the hormone stuff right there on the air, and literally she said, "Oh, my God, Dee. Oh, my God, I'm pain-free." It happened on Monday's show. Monday's show, by the way, you really, really, really want to go back and hear it. It was powerful, and if you're wondering what all the hoopla is about hormones, that's a really good show to go back and hear. That's on the Awakening Zone. You can click right on it from my homepage at imdwallace.com. We are, as you know, taking calls for the SHIFT program. The whole program is booked up, but you still can come on monthly for the SHIFT calls, which are, because of the group that comes on, really very powerful. So if you'd like to join us, again, you go to www.lettheshifthitthefan.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom to sign up for the calls. Creation Station 1 is, should be, this week up to sign up. I've already signed up four people just through the email here, and I can only take 25 at my house. I mean, we can branch out from the house if we need to. I'm also offering, for those of you, I've had so many people ask, I want to do it again because I know it's always new. I know there's always new information. It's never the same training. Can I come back? Is there any kind of discount? And we're going to let anybody that's done it before, either streaming or live, to do it for half price for $300. It's a ball, guys. We get together on Friday night and just channel and party and eat together, and it's a lot of fun. And that's June 21st through the 23rd. I think Gabby Taub's replay is still up if you want to hear it from yesterday. The channel is in full swing, guys, and it's really, really exciting. So I want to get to this. This was interesting. Before I did her show yesterday, you told me to look up abundance, as in look up the definition of abundance. This blew my mind. You know what it says in Wikipedia? The opposite of scarcity. I said, what? That's the only definition we have of abundance, is the opposite of scarcity? Well, we know that whatever we focus on, we get. And if we're focused on, I want the opposite of scarcity, what's our focus on? You got it. Scarcity. So that means our subconscious is on getting out and staying out of scarcity, which makes us a victim, which equals not creating abundance, but always in the creation process of getting it, getting out, recovering from. And what does that do? That closes our heart. What happens when our heart closes? The masculine, feminine, and child energies all go out of balance. And your creation must in some way have to be sabotaged then. So what they're saying we're going to do today, and what a lot of the focus on the call is today, is taking the subjects of love, abundance, and health, and claiming and directing the hormone / chemical of balance to be released from our brains around love, money, and health, all living harmoniously together, working together, creating together. I keep finding in the private sessions and everything how if we have one, the other one falls out somewhere. So you've got to know that there's a belief system in there that I can't have it all. Otherwise, we'd have the money, we'd have the health, we'd have the love relationships, right? And all of that would be very balanced in our life. So we are literally directing the hormone of balance to be released through us, which affects the balance in all parts of our life. Okay, I really hope that you followed that. We got to this Monday, and we're going to do it today also, so everybody stay conscious while we claim this, and you know you're doing this with me. We are releasing all of the old limiting chemical hormonal charges, messages in our bodies, minds, souls, psyches, and hearts to allow the new empowering chemical changes to activate and communicate with each other to be integrated into the new hormonal patterns of success, wealth, health, happiness, prosperity, and balance. And so it is. That, my friends, I think I need to put on the e-blast for next week. That is a powerful claim. All right, I wrote a whole blog about power. There's a lot of stuff about power coming up. Now, if we're not in balance in our power, obviously that's going to affect everything we want to create. Success in our business, our bodies, our lives, our relationships, our money, and our health. And what it is, and I've been tracking this for some time, guys. The way it presented itself in my life was there was a lot of evasiveness in communication going on. Like, I'm sort of kind of going to tell you what I want, but I'm not really going to tell you what I want because I can't really be that direct with you. And then from the other side came in, you have to do it this way, Dee. I insist on this. This is the way it's going to be. And I'm going, well, there's something up about all this because I'm in reaction to both things. And basically, and this is because of the let the shift hit the fan. This is how it all came forward because of that community. So we thank that community for literally bringing this forward. You see, neither one of those is a true representation of power. You have to do it this way, and you're going to do it this way, and you know, you have to call me that, and you have to give me this. That's force. That is not power. That's not true power. Evasiveness and wishy-washiness and being mamby-pamby about what you want, that's not true power either. And so if I were the universe and you were going, well, I don't know quite what I want, and, well, let me think, and, well, I know what I want, but I'm afraid to say it, you know, I could never give you what you want, and neither can the people that you're saying it to. They're just representing the universe going, what the hell do you want? Just say it. Now, where's the key in all this? Because you don't want to give somebody what they want when they come and energetically put their finger in your chest and come at you with the vibration that you have to do it either. And what the key in all this was is that if you're not clearly and directly communicating through an open heart, it goes into force or the lack of power in some way. So if you want to communicate to the universe and to each other and to yourself clearly, directly, and with an open heart, we know that if your heart's open, your masculine, feminine, and child are in balance. If the masculine, feminine, and child are in balance, your heart's open, and creation is greater. So around this, we're claiming all the positives on the initial energy transformation sheet. That's the first sheet for those of you that have the sheets. If you want the sheets that I work with, you can get them with the Balance Podcast at imdwallace.com. I believe that's on the webinar page. Okay. We accept that I am the creation of all creation. We accept that I am the genetic acceptance that I am God. I am the highest answer. I am healed. I want everything to be balanced. I am. And so it is. Okay, now, as I was tracking this, and as I was playing pretend like I'm teaching all of you to do and having a great time inside, seeing myself recurring on TV, I said, you know, because I have a film offer and there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm creating quite extraordinarily. And I said, yeah, but, you know, I'm thankful and I acknowledge it and I see it and I still would like a steady gig that I can count on. And the voice said, no, you don't. Oh, it's so quiet when it says things like that. So you really have to listen and pay attention. And I went, say what? What do you mean I don't? No, you don't. And this is what we came to. Because I called Jared and I said, okay, something's up here. This is the typical, I want it. Consciously, I know I want it. Consciously, I believe I want it, but I don't really want it. So there's a part of me fighting the manifestation of it, which is why I don't get it. And what it came down to is the process of creation is creating not enough. So literally we're defining the process of creation as creating not enough so that we have to keep creating. It is an emotional / chemical / hormonal addiction to create. So where does that leave us? Because you're always creating. You're creating by breathing. Part of it is that you're conscious, and part of it is that, like in that moment when I sat outside, I don't say, yeah, but. I say, yes, thank you. I'm creating really well. I am complete. I am there. And I am completing, at this moment, recurring on a TV show. Or something better. I mean, if they called me and said, you want to do your own healing TV show, oh my God, I can't, that would be the ultimate. I'm open, universe, I'm open to that, bring that in. Okay, so again, we want to call the emotion in and the hormone in for the chemical release in balance so that we are all always creating. We know that we're happy about what we're creating, and we continue to create even more, not because we're addicted, because we love to create. Not because we have to create, that we have to keep ourselves in lack in order to create. Just simply, I love to create, and therefore I am creation itself. So I am directing the hormone / chemical of heart-centered, clear, direct power to be released through my energy. This is who I am around money. And so it is. Is there anything I haven't covered? Great. We can go to the calls. Here we go. And we're off. Hello, Serene in South Dakota. What's up, baby?
Oh, I was wondering whether, and I know you're not a doctor, that does my husband need like neck surgery or carpal tunnel surgery? They're saying kind of like impingement of the neck sometimes can mimic carpal tunnel.
Okay, well, let's go to the question energetically, because this is what I do. Energetically, what the heck is creating this? And they are showing me a hand on top of a male, so I'm assuming we're going to carpal tunnel. Okay, so let's just look at that metaphorically.
Okay.
If you're in a tunnel, what's going on with you?
I can't see.
Uh-huh.
If it's dark. Okay.
You can't see. You're in a small space. Your sight is limited. You're not available to look at the big picture. It's all around that stuff. So he's really, really, yeah, okay. He's really focused addictively on something right now. What is it? It's like he's got blinders on.
Blinders.
What's he doing in his work?
It's like masonry. He builds, he creates, but he lifts heavy things.
Okay, hold on. That's the highest, most correct, most complete. He's focused on the heaviness of his life right now. He's feeling really, really heavy. Is this starting to make sense to you?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And he can't see his way out, baby.
Okay.
And so his body is saying, you know, this is a really good way to bring it to your attention that you can't even move your neck and stuff. You can't look around. You can't see what's here for you to see, for all the blessings that you're having, that you're living in. So I would say there's a part of all of us that could certainly heal with this, so let's do it, everybody. We're around the freedom and the joy of seeing clearly, broadly, widely, and completely the blessings of our life and the opportunity to create and be the creators we want to be and are. We claim, I am divine love. We're claiming the symbol, the formula, the new statement. I am committed to one happy, healthy, prosperous whole, and that makes me happy, baby. And it's easy and simple and quiet and complete now and consistently and forever. And so it is. And we're claiming the masculine, feminine, and child that tells our brains, know this, say yes to this, let me be this now. So it is. So your medical doctors will guide you to the right surgery if he needs surgery. If there's some way you can bring this to his attention, if he does need it, he will heal faster. That's a true statement. And he might be able to release it now. Just, you know, oftentimes when you know the source and you're conscious and you're ready to let go of it and go, oh, my God, that's so what I'm doing. No, I'm choosing to be free. Oftentimes, well, it happened on Gabby's show last night.
Yeah.
We did. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it. It was wonderful. I recommend it to anybody.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And literally, she said, oh, my God, Dee, I'm pain-free.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in pain when we started the show. Happened on Monday's show, too. So I know this hormone chemical stuff, we're because you all know that I made a really clear commitment to bringing in all information about how we can heal ourselves in every way, and that includes physically. So we're starting to get real testimony of that in the moment. So I'm not getting anything else, Jereen. That's his answer. If you can take it to him and he can hear it, he probably can shift this to a degree, okay?
Okay.
Thank you
very much.
Yeah. I that was exciting to me. I felt kind of like we were back doing the old work, you know, which is the new work. But that was a little great jaunt they took me on with the hand and the pictures. Alicia in California, you're up, baby. It's your juicy, fruity mama. What's up today?
Boom shakalaka here.
Indeed. Boom shakalaka laka boom. What's up, man?
Well, there's this undercurrent. So far, this is just the perfect call for me because I'm realizing there's a sadness under everything that I'm creating or asking for or redirecting my attention. Uh-huh. And money is coming in. I'm feeling better in a lot of ways. And still, there's this sadness, and I'm acknowledging it and doing my best to redirect it and noticing the aches and the pains and the bumps and getting frustrated that I'm still in a little rented room. And so you can kind of see I keep going in this little spiral up and down.
Yeah,
and up
you're on the
down.
Hamster wheel, dude. So yeah. If I said I am sad because, finish the sentence. What's the first thing that comes up?
I'm a failure.
Okay. So here we are. This is beautiful. You're gonna help so many people here, dude. Here's Alicia saying, I am a failure, and I want to create all this stuff. But I'm a failure. Yeah, but I want to create all this stuff. But I'm a failure. Yeah, but I want to be successful and create all this stuff. Yeah, but I'm a failure. Do you see how the two sides of Alicia can't come together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you define yourself, and you are gorgeous, as being a failure,
mm-hmm.
That's the perception you see yourself through. That's the perception you see yourself in the world through, and that's also the perception you see the world seeing you as. So you're going out, and every time you go out in the world, you go, okay, well, I know that you think I'm a failure because I think I'm a failure, but I'm going to try and create something anyway. You know, you've lost before you started, baby. You have to go within and start playing around with your own magnificence.
Is my heart open? It feels like it's totally open when I can get there, and yet there's this sadness to that. Puts me in the doubt, which is, of course, I'm a failure again.
Yes, which closes your heart up again.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing you can do for your creation process right now is to get back in love with you. Just the way you are. Do you know how to do that? All right, shut your eyes. Shut your eyes. Drop down into your heart. Because I'm going to keep doing this until everybody gets it. And every time I do it for somebody, I have 10 email messages. Oh, my God, Dee, I'm so glad you did that. I didn't know how to do it. So everybody close your eyes, drop down into your heart. Open your heart. Just be willing to be safe with me, with us, and open your heart. Oh, my God, I love me. I am freaking magnificent, dude. I just going to acknowledge how fabulous I am just because I'm here. Oh, my God. My soul is so awesome that it's here in three-dimensional form. playing around with this creation stuff. I'm waking up and I'm excited and I love me and I honor me and I cherish me and I know how powerful I am as the God of me. I'm going to love me today. I'm going to love me more and more and more and more. Oh my God, does this feel good? Now, are you starting to feel it?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I want you guys to do every day, is start bringing yourself into the experience of the magnificence that you are. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. So when I see it going into the sadness, go back into the heart and play like a little dog going, I love you.
Yes. Oh, my God, what a perfect metaphor. Yes, the little dog. Hi, Mom. Hi. Oh, you've only been gone 5 minutes, and I'm so glad you're back. Oh, my God, let me turn around in circles. Yes, that's it.
Yes.
That's it, baby.
I love you, my fruity, juicy, sexy mama.
And let me tell you something else, guys. You know another really easy way if you feel like you're going down in the toilet? Start laughing. Just start laughing. You cannot stay in a shitty vibration if you just start laughing. But you have to choose to do it. Okay?
I got it.
Thank you, baby.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. All right. See, we're really, that I can feel it today. We're really jumping into the vibrational understanding of what we're talking about. And it's going to shift bunches of stuff for you. Natasha in Montreal. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Dee, how are you?
I'm good, honey.
I don't have any questions. I just felt to call in, and what I really wanted to tell you is that I really, 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 really love you.
Oh, hold on. I'm just going to sit with that for a minute, because oftentimes we don't, and my heart just really, 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 really took that in. Thank you. Thank you for that, because I'm really having a beautiful experience of being loved. Isn't that easy? It's so easy to feel loved, you know, if we let it in.
Yeah.
Wow, you just really touched me there with that. So let's do that with everybody. I don't care if you think it's corny. I want to do that with everybody. I want everybody to open your heart in trust and just receive this. Well, let's let you send it out, Natasha. You do it to everybody.
Okay. Can I do it vibrationally, or do you want me to?
No, just tell them. Just tell them like you told me.
Okay. Well, I've been moving into unconditional love for the past, I don't know, month or so.
Just tell them you love them.
Yeah. So, just anyone who's listening now or on the recording, I deeply, deeply love you.
But that's not how you said it to me.
Okay. I really, 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 really love you.
Yeah. Oh. And I really, 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 really love all of you too. It's a great moment you gave us there. Thank you, my darling.
You're welcome.
Oh, so important to take those moments, you know, to really receive the love when the universe sends it to you. Deb in Arizona, are you feeling all loved up, baby?
Oh, my goodness, Dee, yes. I'm feeling the love, and you blew my mind when you said that breathing is creating, because I'm calling about two different things, and one of them is breathing, and one of them is creating. So you beat
me
to the punch.
Well, look at the surprise on my face, Deb.
I love it. So very briefly, I got sick in January, and then I got well. But the weird thing is that ever since I got well, I wake up in the middle of the night, literally every night, with my sinuses on the right side just totally blocked. And, you know, now we're talking a couple months, and I've done the neti pot and all that stuff, and I would love for it to clear up.
Okay, Deb. Hold on. Hold on, there's so much coming in.
Well, because the second
hold
thing
on,
is about money, but I'll
hold on,
I'll
hold
wait.
On.
Yep.
A month before? A month before you got sick, did you hit your head in any way?
No, I tore my rotator cuff in my shoulder.
Okay. Is
that
where we're going?
Do you think it's related?
It is related.
Whoa.
And somehow it is shifted. Okay, I'm not a doctor, but I'm telling you the words I'm getting. It shifted the bones in your sinus.
Oh, my God, it's on the right side, too. That's so interesting.
Like the bones in your head?
Yep.
So if you have a good osteopath that can go give you a cranial sacral neck,
I do.
Get all that. They're saying not a chiropractor, but an osteopath.
Okay.
Because you really need a cranial sacral thing.
Okay, that's brilliant, because everything else hasn't worked, and I kept thinking, what's going on? It's amazing they're related. Okay.
Okay, now wait, your right side?
Yeah.
Okay, your right side is your feminine, taking your feminine side, your feminine power out into the world. It's also the creative side.
It's also
okay,
about
the
receiving,
intuitive
right?
side.
Right.
So they're wanting to invoke the, hormone/chemical of balance around your feminine energy.
Okay.
So that it is in balance with your powerful masculine energy.
Okay.
It can't take itself out into the world. Do you understand? The feminine has to pair up with the masculine.
Well, my next question to you was about receiving, because I put out more than I received. So there you go.
Yeah, it's definitely affecting your money.
Yep.
Because, well, and it goes back to what I'm talking about at the beginning. Because your feminine, your lev side,
yeah,
isn't in balance, how you come off to kind of people is, well, I'm entitled, give it to me.
Huh, interesting.
You know, instead of, hi, I'm creating a perfect balance of giving and receiving here.
Mm.
And sure, bring it on in.
Right. Well, I would love to balance that. So, what can I do?
You already did.
Oh, good.
But we're going to just do it for everybody, with everybody. You know, you have to do
yep.
your own. So,
yep.
we're claiming the symbol. I am divine love. All of it has to do, Deb, with this being out of balance.
Okay.
And your rotator, it was like, your rotator cuff is in your shoulder, isn't it?
Yeah, I dislocated my shoulder. It was a pretty horrible
yeah.
time.
Yeah, well, that's what they're showing me is
yep.
somebody literally from behind coming up and pushing your right shoulder like, get out of my way.
Well, that's what it happened in my sleep, but that's what it felt like for 2 weeks, and I may need surgery. I'm hoping to avoid it.
Okay, and I'm not a doctor, and
right.
If you start talking to your body, telling your body you got it.
Great.
Thank you for bringing the message forward.
Great.
And directing all your hormones to come together in balance
okay.
and heal your shoulder.
Okay, good.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. They want that word chemical in there. The hormonal chemicals. Okay.
Okay.
Ha!
Wow.
All right, this is like 3 days they've been trying to get me to put the two of them together, and I just got it. So we're directing the hormonal chemicals to come together to create the state of wellness in your shoulder, neck, and head. Now, and in your feminine energy. Now, they're saying to everybody out there, if you are working on a physical or health issue, direct the hormonal chemicals to come together to create balance around whatever that it is that you're focused on. Or anything else that might be contributing to the imbalance. Oh, my God. I don't think I'll ever be able to. Well, this is big stuff.
I'm going to record. I'm going to literally record what you said when I listen back to it. Cause it's
okay.
Profound.
Well, when you listen back to it, can you write it down and send
sure.
it to me?
Yes.
Oh,
I'll
I'd
shoot
be
an
so
email.
Appreciative because
oh,
I'm so in the channel.
And consider it done.
Okay. That's everything.
Oh, gee, thank you so much. So you feel like the receiving, as long as I stay with all this, it can help all three things.
Well, it's all intertwined.
Great.
It's
okay.
all intertwined, and it's all bringing you, you know, and also, they want you to just say, I am receiving.
Oh, great.
Because right now you're saying I'm not receiving.
Okay.
And again, you can't create unless you're claiming what you want.
Okay.
Okay? Hold on. Is there anything else? Good God, what a call.
Oh, Dee, amazing.
You.
It probably will be tonight by the time I get this to you.
Oh,
right?
It's going to be tonight before I could see it anyway.
Okay, Dee,
so
thanks
thank
again.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Wow, claiming the symbol I am divine love, the new statement, the masculine, feminine, and child from my open heart around all of that. That was huge for everybody, guys. So I want you to remember this call. Remember, this is where it started. Okay, Shelly in Oregon, what's up?
Hey, Dee. Wow,
hi,
this call. I have been brought to tears at least twice during this call. It is so powerful.
Thank you.
I'm calling in specifically about hormones, my hormones.
Okay.
And when you talked earlier about releasing the old hormones, that was the first one I was brought to tears because that gave me a feeling of rebirth. And I'm literally starting my menopausal journey. And, that was huge for me.
Oh, and let me tell you, it can be freedom for you.
Well, that's what it feels like. And I had a huge shift the other night on a conversation with one of my best friends who's going through the same thing. And we were commiserating and bitching about the feelings of being fat and tired and fuzzy-headed and irritable and all that. And she said, well, I guess that's just the way it's going to be, you know, our age and everything. And
oh,
I stopped
BS.
Her. Oh, yeah. Well, I said, bullshit.
Thank you.
That's not how I'm going to experience this. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I am going to go through this gracefully and the way that I want to, not because everybody else says this is the way it's done.
Okay, listen to me. In Japan, they don't even have a word for menopause. They don't. They don't associate with the thought of menopause. And older women are revered for their wisdom. They are revered and honored for the families that they have brought forward and the men that they have supported. They are revered for the households that they have created.
Wow.
And then we get to this country, and at 50, really, whether you're a guy or a girl, you're starting on the downhill climb and we're done with you. It's bullshit.
Absolutely.
And I don't know about you, but I could dance any 30-year-old into the ground.
Oh, hell yes.
So this is what they want us to claim, but I want to get clear around what it is. Okay, hold on. It's about creation and the continual journey of creation. Okay, and so what that's bringing up is there is a subconscious belief that you reach a certain age or something happens like menopause at a certain age, or your hair gets gray, or you go on Social Security, whatever the markers are about aging in our world, and we stop creating. Subconsciously, that's our cue to stop creating and start getting ready to die.
Wow.
And what the channel is saying is whether you keep consciously creating or not, you're going to have to create until the day you leave, and then you start creating without a body as soon as the body goes. So give up the fact that you're ever going to stop creating, because that's all you are.
Right.
So if we're going to create, by God, let's create the way we want to create. And around that, we are claiming, I am directing the chemical hormone of heart-centered, clear, direct power to be released through my energy. This is who I am around continual conscious creation.
Oh, and, my God.
Thank you. Yes. And we are releasing all of the old limiting chemical hormonal messages in our bodies, minds, souls, psyches, and hearts to allow the new empowering chemical charges of continuing constant creation to activate and communicate with each other and to be integrated into the new normal patterns of success, wealth, health, happiness, prosperity, and balance, and so it is. Wow. Yeah.
Oh.
I can feel that. I really can feel. It's like I'm... it's like my body is an Alka-Seltzer right now that just went into water.
I have goosebumps from head to toe like you would not believe.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
You know, you tell your body it's going to be whatever way I want it to be, and I'm telling you I love you, be in balance, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever
awesome.
Changes you need to go through, great. And you
right.
go through those changes in balance.
Well,
okay?
This morning I woke up at 4 a.m. with excruciating cramps. And, you know, it's like, God, I just want to stay home. But I feel great now. You know, I just
okay,
kind of worked
okay.
myself through it.
Can you please direct your energy to open and flow?
Okay.
We're all directing our energy to open and flow. That came up on last night's call, on Monday's call, so it's important. Remember that throughout this day, please, everybody. I direct my energy to open and flow, because they took me to this brilliant doctor that I saw when I first got out here, and I had been plagued with a lot of menstrual cramps when I was younger. And he said, Dee, you know, most women don't know this, but there is not one physical reason you should ever have cramps. Because the flow should be open. And if you're not allowing the flow to be open, that's what creates the cramping.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So we've done it. Everybody's done it. I'm moving on, dude. Whoa, what a call. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Holy hell. All right, we're going to Lee in Nebraska.
Hi, Dee. How are you doing?
Great. How are you, baby?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
I have two questions for you. The first one relating to my son and his lack of being able to heal himself. I'm wondering if it's related to hormones because he's had a vitamin D deficiency since birth, and that is a hormone.
Well, vitamin D is hugely, hugely important. My doctor actually wrote a book about the importance of vitamin D. That, however, is not where we're going. We're going to the hormone of choice. It's not a physical hormone. It's a mental, spiritual, chemical hormone. He's not choosing to heal himself.
And
so
yet he says he is.
Yeah, I know. I know he is. But that's like, you know, I'm a loser. I want to create everything. I'm a loser. I want to create. There's a part of him that's fighting the part that wants to choose. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheets, book. Open your heart. Thank you. Give me a song.
Over the Rainbow.
Okay, he thinks that healing can't happen right now. It's a journey. You got to work for it. You got to, you know, keep trying to find out. It's kind of what I talked about in the beginning. He's he's on the high of trying to get well and trying to figure out how he can do it instead of just, okay, well, I'm creating wellness. There's been a lot of doctor visits, right?
Well, over the years,
throughout his life?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when he was little, how old is he now? Because they're showing me when he was little, like 3 and 4.
Yeah, he had a lot of doctor visits when he was little.
Okay. That's what he subconsciously put together is, oh, this is what I have to do a lot of in order to create wellness for me.
Oh. So he feels it has to be this journey, this struggle.
This ongoing doctor visit journey. Yeah.
Wow.
So I think that applies to a lot of us, whether it's physical or spiritual. You know, like how many people have we listened to? How many workshops have we gone to? How many books have we read trying to get to where we already are, because we're already complete, we're already God, but we can't experience it if we don't claim it, can we?
Right.
So around all of this, let's just please come together, especially on behalf of him and for all of us, and claim the symbol, I am divine love. I am complete now. I choose now, this moment of now, I am wellness, and I am claiming that because I know in claiming that, I create it. And so it is. Okay,
wonderful.
What else?
So the second thing, I don't know if this is related or not, but when you did the visualization on Monday's show with thinking that you have lots of money and you're out enjoying it, I immediately went to there's a negative thing connected with it.
Okay, well, if you just put that together, and it's not related to this, by the way, other than maybe a part of the addiction to the journey.
Yeah.
But basically, your very simple, clear statement is money doesn't equal joy, and joy doesn't equal money.
Wow.
And again,
that's a biggie.
That comes because you think there's struggle involved creating it.
Oh, there's another struggle piece there.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
So that's how it mirrors each other. Is any time you identify struggle with the creation of anything, guys, you sabotage the greatness of the creation. Because a part of you is going, well, I don't really want it because I don't want to struggle anymore. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we're claiming that the creation of all creation is easy and effortless and joyful. That's what I want to know. That's who I am. That's the experience I choose. Claiming the symbol, I am divine love. You bet. Easy, effortless, joyful. That's who we want to be. That's what our lives, what we're choosing for our lives. And that means the creation of everything, because we are our lives, right?
Yes. I have just one thing I need to ask. I stopped claiming it's easy, effortless, and joyful.
Well,
because,
now you know why.
Because I thought that if I was claiming it, that I was stating that it wasn't easy and effortless and joyful.
No. You're
you know,
saying,
like,
you
if
were,
it isn't already there, I'm trying to create it. It. To me, it was like saying that it's not already easy, effortless, and joyful, and I'm having to work at it, making it easy, effortless,
well,
and joyful.
Well, that's the connection that you've made. That's what I want you to see. That's the connection that you put together.
Uh-huh. I see what you're saying. Got it.
So that's the way you kept yourself from making it easy and effortless and joyful by screwing it around in your mind and saying, well, if I do that, I'm not really doing it. Because you had to keep
I'm saying it's
struggle.
Not, yeah.
Got it?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Dee.
You bet. Love you, baby.
Love you, too. Big hugs to you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Hey, Phyllis in Honolulu. Haven't talked to you for a while. What's up, dude?
Hey, Dee. And so funny, everything you talked about this morning is totally going on in my life.
Oh, what a surprise.
Yeah, I know. But it's so funny because it's that whole thing when working for somebody who's not doing anything, and it just finally hit me last week that they're taking all this credit for what I'm doing, and And I just lost it. I realized I'm doing all the work. It's like, wait a second here.
Okay, that's what it feels like. That's not what it's about, Phyllis. And this
okay.
is an old story. This is a really old story with you.
Uh-oh.
Well, it is, because I've worked with you for a while in the private, you know. So this is, you know, the world isn't honoring me, and that's pretty much the highest thing. So a lot of your stuff falls under the umbrella of the world doesn't honor me. Now, you got out of that for a long time, so I want to know why you're back in it, and it has something to do, oh, well, okay, these are the highest words. Sorry, I sound like I'm talking to myself, because I am. The highest words are, you know, everything's just too perfect and beautiful here, and I created it exactly the way I wanted it, and so where the hell's the drama? Let me create a little. It's just too easy, it's too effortless, and it's too joyful. And so I'm going to bring some of my old stuff back up.
Okay. I heard that on the call. I think it was about 2 weeks ago where you talked about that on one of the calls.
I don't remember, but I'm
yeah,
telling
you about
that.
Life, you talk about you're used to that, you know, adrenaline. So
yeah.
You go back to it when really you should go out and go skydiving or something.
Well, yeah, if you want some more excitement in your life, Phyllis, create it consciously. You know, go skydive, go horseback riding, go kayaking, go, you know, whatever you're called to do. But we don't need to create more drama in our lives in this way with people with feeling not honored and people, you know, taking our work away from us and not being acknowledged. But that also tells me that you're not acknowledging yourself, baby.
I kind of felt like I shifted this weekend because that person is being removed, and I went and reached it. I ended up going and reaching out to all these people and saying, you know, I really need some allies here, and I had a whole bunch of people come forward to, as far as doing the creative work. All these people, you know, want to do creative work with me, so. I saw they shifted it.
And I get a yes on that.
Okay.
I get a yes on that. What my question to you is, why the hell did you have to create it to shift it? See, that's the roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
That I'm talking about. You don't have to create anything to fix anymore, baby.
Right.
You know, just create everybody supporting you creatively and honoring you in the first place. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's funny. I was very, very conscious of what was going on, and then I was looking around and seeing all these, you know, people, you know, all this other – I mean, everything is still kind of magically happening, and that was, like, kind of, like, isolated thing. It's like, why is this – why did I do this? But I felt like shifted it this weekend and moved on.
You did, Phyllis. I just don't want you to have to create something else to have to shift again.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. So that's what we're talking about for everybody here. You know, what would it look like if our lives 24/7 were just easy and effortless and joyful? And we could wake up in the morning and go, you know, I think I need a little excitement today. What am I going to choose? And we can wake up the next day and go, yeah, today not so much excitement. I just want a veg. That we actually get to choose whether we get hit with excitement or not. Not that drama gets created because we need to stir up some excitement. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Consciously choosing.
Yeah. Yes. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around all of this. We don't need to claim anything else. It's actually, we've balanced everything that you brought forward, and you just made it a little bit more plain for us. Okay, baby?
Okay.
Love you. Thank you.
All right. Love you, Dee. Bye-bye.
Okay, really don't have time to do this, but I'm being told, Sandy in Germany, tell me really quick because we're almost out of time.
Hi, dear. I want to claim my power for me. I'm pretty divinely connected, yet I don't experience it for me in my life. And I would be grateful for a little hint.
Okay. All of your work is to go within. You want to experience outside of yourself. I understand that. You want to experience your power in the world, how you're affecting the world. Am I understanding you correctly?
Yeah, and half I'm the little miracle worker for, like everybody else, yet my life kind of sucks, you know, like
well,
less money and that kind of stuff. So I want to really have that change in power for me, like
so
my life.
So you know that you're in charge of that, right?
Yeah.
You're the God of you that thinks the thoughts and holds the perceptions that create you powerful. So right now, if you're saying I'm a loser and I can't create and my life looks like shit, and you know, because I hear a little victim stuff in your voice, you have to step forward to be the powerful you who takes charge of you. You have to be the God that directs yourself. You have to be the God that chooses, I'm going to do the breathing exercise. I'm going to go within. I'm going to feel excited. What is powerful? What is being powerful feel like? Wow, let me take myself on that ride. Let me create that experience within me every day. Let me commit to being that every day, and let me live there for 2 weeks or a month and see my life change.
Okay.
So are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Every day.
Every day, just like really feeling my power, right? And just really.
Yes.
Feeling
inside.
That.
Closing your
inside.
Eyes, laying down, playing pretend, and taking yourself on Mr. Toad's wild ride around your power and your joy and your love.
Thank you.
Okay. I want to hear back from you, Sandy, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
I want to hear if you can experience, and you will. If you do it, you will experience the shifts.
Thank you.
Because vibrationally right now, what you're doing is you're saying to us in the universe, you know, I'm just kind of quiet and I'm not really too powerful and I don't know how to do this. And all the universe can give you back, my beautiful person, is more of that. Until you decide that you're going to take the reins and be the creator of you that you are. You got it?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. I feel it. Thank you.
Now I hear the shift. Claim the symbol, I am divine love. Well, holy hell, what a show. No, if I didn't get to you, and I tried to get to everybody, but I didn't quite make it. Your question was answered today. And I really invite you to listen to Monday's show on the Awakening Zone. You can get there on the homepage at IMD Wallace. It'll blow your socks off. Please join me and bring in your amazing power to the webinar on March 27th. Again, it's on the eBlast or at IMD Wallace. And, just have that little love fest that we had during the call where I love you guys. I just love you and I love you and I love you. Go have a great day. Create it that way.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.